Case number 9585, Gina Anthony, south of Road 224, north of Adams Circle, being lot 85, section 3, within Cedar Creek Estates Development, a variance from front yard setback requirement.
And address?
Genevieve Anthony, 21133 Adams Circle, Lincoln, Delaware.
Mandy O'Donnell, 954 Lockmeath Way, Dover, Delaware.
Please swear you both in. You swear testimony you're about to give, true and correct, best knowledge.
I do.
Good evening. Can you explain to the board your request for this 10-foot variance?
Basically, we're just looking for a 10-foot variance from the front of the property. We had this property surveyed, had stakes put in it, and by the time the foundation was supposed to go in, stakes had been pulled up by probably children in the neighborhood. Had the surveyor come back out, put stakes in again. Again, Mason went out there, stakes had been pulled up and moved around. Mrs. Anthony put stakes back where she felt that they had been. We proceeded with the foundation. Foundation went in, septic system went in, mm-hmm. house went in. March of this year, everything was approved by the county as far as inspections and first aid inspections. And it wasn't until April, after everything was approved, that we were told that we were 10 foot too close to the road. So we're looking for a 10-foot variance from the front setback. We're fine on the sides. Not detracting from the neighborhood or from any of the adjacent landowners.
Right.
And who do you represent? Sure.
I'm sorry, I represent Choice Homes, the builder.
Choice Homes.
So again, you had stakes put in there?
Mm-hmm.
You come back and had it resurveyed again?
Mm-hmm.
So getting to this, you're the one that, you ma'am, went back in. Appreciate that. You're honest, isn't it? Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Actually.
No further questions? Okay.
Do you know who pulled the stakes out? I mean, do you know specifically?
There's a lot of small kids in the neighborhood, and stakes are...
Let the word get around. That's actually a criminal offense
in
the state.
Yeah, I know, but little kids' imagination will survey stakes.
Their parents need to understand that.
Yeah.
If we were to deny it, it would be a hardship on several people.
Yeah, well, septic's in place, house is in place. It's a 2,000-plus square foot home. We tried to figure out what we could possibly do if the variance was denied, and I tear a house down would be the tear a septic up would be the only
right.
So. I guess okay. Just in consideration of they're just kids. It's just a house. It's more than that. So
okay. Are there hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Case number 9585 under advisement. Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman, a second by Mr. McCabe, that we take case number 9585 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Ma'am, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, you can stay here tonight if you'd like. There may be a decision made later on,
mm-hmm.
or you may call the office in the morning. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.